Hey, West Wing fans, this next segment is for you. Now, maybe you choose to relive your favorite West Wing moments by watching clips on YouTube. Maybe you hardcore fans just went ahead and bought the whole DVD set, so you can get a dose of that Aaron Sorkin West Wing repartee anytime you want. There is now, however, another alternative out there. It is a podcast all about the West Wing, and it's hosted by Joshua Malina, who played the White House advisor Will Bailey on the show. He co-hosts this podcast with Hrishikesh Hirway, and they both join me now. Thanks so much for being with us, you two.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much.
Joshua, I understand this is something you'd been wanting to do for a long time.
I think it's more something Hrishi has wanted to do for a long time and pulled me in. Hrishi had this idea, and my first, I think, reaction was, I don't know enough about the West Wing.
Really?
because though I appeared on it for the last 4 seasons,
yeah,
and I had been a huge fan of it, and I've seen every episode, I really haven't revisited them. So I'm enjoying the experience now because I am going back and revisiting a show that I watched 16 years ago.
So this has now become clear to me. Hrishikesh, you are the Uber fan.
I am.
You
it's
are.
True. I've probably watched the show, certainly at least the first 4 seasons, 5-6 times all the way through, if not more.
Now that you're listening to Rishi's voice, my other hesitancy was that he's got that mellifluous NPR voice.
Yeah, he's kind of
and
a
you
pro.
Probably noticed that I do not. And I was wondering, do I really want to do a podcast with this cat? But then it occurred to me, I was willing to appear on camera with Rob Lowe. So if I could do that,
that
I could probably
stop you.
Yeah, I could probably face this.
So Hrishikesh, you have another job. You host Song Exploder, which a lot of our listeners will know. This was, though, so important to you. Your West Wing fandom was so central to your being that you decided you had to make time to pursue this passion project.
Yeah, I mean, Song Exploder is a very arduous podcast to make, and I love doing it, but talking to Josh is just fun, and I thought if I could get him to do this, then I could keep going in this medium and do something that's actually a little more relaxed.
Why do you love this show? I mean, I'm a fan of the show, so many of us are fans, but I want to hear you say it.
I'm a fan of the idea of the American dream and the American experiment. I love the potential that the country's democracy and our constitution, all the things that we want out of government and out of the process of codifying, you know, our society. I love all of that stuff, and I want it to be great. And I think that idea of America is really inspiring, and Aaron Sorkin tapped into it in such a profound way.
As I understand it, you're going to do a breakdown of every episode that over 7 seasons.
This presumes success. Our dream is that we will, in fact, talk our way through the entire series.
Wow.
It'll always be the two of us. Occasionally, it'll be solely the two of us jawing about each episode, what we liked about it, maybe what we didn't like,
mm-hmm,
how Aaron's writing tends to be very prescient. And while it was topical then, it's just as relevant now. And so we'll certainly talk about things that are happening today and how they tie into older episodes. And for sure, I will function as a conduit to other people who are on the show.
Yeah.
I like to be not a celebrity myself, really. I can be a conduit to actual celebrity. So that's one of the other great allures of doing this, is that I can finally associate myself with the early years of the West Wing when it was really great. A lot of people tie the slow decline of the show to my appearance on it in season 4. So now I'm part of it all from the beginning.
Do you each have a favorite episode?
There's an episode called No Exit. Every series, usually late in the game, starts contemplating having these bottle episodes, which are episodes that are self-contained and thus less expensive to produce because people are in maybe on one set or a limited number of sets. And I think in No Exit, there's been an anthrax scare at the White House. And my own storyline has Will Bailey in a room with Toby. And I always enjoyed working with everybody on the show, but I particularly enjoyed working with Richard Schiff, in part because he and I are just absolutely antithetical in our approach to acting, which is probably one of the reasons why he's so much better at it than I am. I tend to memorize the lines and show up and say them in the right order at a reasonable volume, but he really thinks deeply about what it is he's going to do. So I remember, and not even so much the end result of the episode, though I'm looking forward to seeing it, I remember the making of it. I enjoyed battling with him, and we had a lot of fun shooting that episode.
And Hrishikesh, is there one episode that you can't wait to talk about?
I also have one that I'm excited to talk about with Josh because it's another great Will Toby moment, which was in Holy Night. The entire cold open is done in Yiddish, which I remember being blown away by. That I felt like that was so daring to do on network TV. And it has the music of Cole Porter in it. It's one of my favorites.
Joshua Malina and Hrishikesh Hirway, they are co-hosts of the West Wing Weekly podcast. Can't wait for it. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for having us.